Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
The worst piece of advice I've ever received was from my father when he told me to poop with my back straight up. And that's actually the wrong way to do it. You're supposed to squat. You're supposed to like really lean over as far as you can. And I thought that's how you're supposed to poop, and it's not. So frustrating. I learned that later on in life when I learned about the squatty potty and how we actually are supposed to sit and poop, and it's squatting, believe it or not, like animals, which we are. We are apes. So I got one, and that transformed my pooping experience. Toilets, by the way, are way too high. High toilets are the worst. I hate them. Low toilets are way better, by far, hands down. But getting a squatty potty definitely helps. That is a remarkable invention that's super simple. Kudos to them for figuring that one out. Like a cast piece of plastic that just raises your feet up. Remarkable. And they did some spectacular marketing for it. So that's just a company I admire deeply for sure. But that was the first adventure into crafting my bathroom experience, which is still in the works, but kind of perfecting that. Again, I really care about the things you do every day, the daily experiences, what I call daily fluid experiences, or creating daily fluid experiences, is really what I care about in the home, because it's things you're doing every day that are affecting your life that you constantly want to do. So you want those things not to be annoying or frustrating or terrible. You want those to be easy, effective, and hopefully fun and enjoyable, if you can get it that far. That's the cherry on the top. So I've been working on crafting my bathroom experience for a couple of years now. And it's pretty fine where it is. There's one bit I'll talk about where I want to get it to and where I want to add. But start with the squatty potty. Then I don't remember where I first used one or where I even got the idea to get one. I think I was just tired of buying or using toilet paper. But I got a bidet. And I recommend this to everyone. There's a question I like to ask, which is like, what's the best thing under $35 or $100 that you've purchased? And my answer is definitely a bidet. I got one for $35 on Amazon. They are not expensive. And it is a remarkable device. Just spraying water in my little butthole there. And it's just so much better than wiping. You fold in the paper, it's just like gets it all off. It's actually clean. Like honestly, when you do think about it, and like the advertisers, I think do get that right. It's like, when you think about it, like you're just wiping the bacteria around and you're not really cleaning your butt when you're using toilet paper. But when you use a bidet, it really washes that shit off. And I literally mean shit. So toilet paper isn't for wiping, it's for drying. I still use toilet paper, but I don't use nearly as much. And I just use it to dry up so I can then put my pants up back on without kind of having a wet asshole. Now, the next thing I want to add is a little maybe fold down desk or table that I can put my computer or laptop on. Just for sometimes when I'm sitting there and I want to continue watching a video or something and use that time to not just sit there. Or even sometimes, even just like a phone stand I need to add, just to, somewhere to put my phone. Because sometimes I'll like be on my phone while I'm taking a poop and then, you know, I want to set it down when I go to finish up. So that's kind of the next steps to make that experience optimal and ideal. And I can't wait to get that figured out and all together. But now I've created almost the optimal, a very optimized bathroom experience that has really changed my life, honestly. Oh, actually, there's one last bit that I forgot to add into my notes. Eating well actually adds to the whole going to the bathroom experience, because it just makes your little log slide right out. And that little bit also adds. So like eating well and not eating terrible foods makes also the whole experience in general better. Okay, that's how I'm going to end it. I'm going to end it there. Aside from like the thing I have to say every time, my little call to action, please subscribe to the podcast. It really helps me get off the ground. As I'm kind of getting this going, it helps me get ranked. So I'd appreciate it. Appreciate it if you share it with someone. And also go check out the website, www.reliefkey.co. That is where you can learn more about my business, which is professional organizing and, you know, creating better home experiences. But it's also where you can get the organizational horoscope. So you can get that checked out and learn more about how you operate organizationally within your zodiac star sign. I still can't get it like quite right. I don't know. It's such a weird way to phrase it. I don't know. Oh, well. Anyhow, thanks for stopping in and listening till the end. And I will see you tomorrow.